Good morning, Casey. It's the Rocket and Tracy Show. We're waiting on our guest.
Yes, I'm super excited. We're trying to get Mark Feuerstein on the phone. He's on a brand new show that is on CBS tonight. It's called 9JKL.
Hi, Joshy. Want to come in for a visit?
The word is no. Say it with me. No.
Okay, I am perfectly capable of saying no to that.
Hi, Joshy.
How do you always know?
We used to be one body.
Good morning, Mark. We're so happy to have you on the show this morning.
I am so happy to be on your show this morning. Thank you for having me.
I spent the whole weekend making sure I was all cut up, and I watched the first three episodes, and I love this show. And I'm not just saying that because you're on the phone. It's really funny.
Thank you so much. Can I just tell you, you are the most thorough, the most diligent, the most prepared radio interviewer I have spoken to today or ever.
Well, I'm glad I could be there for you.
Wow, that's a hell of a compliment, Teresa.
Well, I'm sort of the resident binge watcher on the show anyways, Mark, so it's kind of my pleasure to watch all things TV.
Well, I hope that everyone in America imitates your behavior this weekend and watches 9JKL on CBS. It's on tonight at 8:30. And it's phenomenal. Thank you for watching it and for saying that. And it's very personal for me. It's loosely based on a time in my life when I was shooting the show Royal Pains in New York and living in the apartment that my parents own right next door to the one that I grew up in. So I was in 9K. My parents live in 9J. Every morning I'd get up for work thinking I'm living the glamorous Hollywood life of a TV star, and my father would come in his tidy whities and remind me that I wasn't by saying, "Mark, what do you want for breakfast? You want eggs? You want French toast? You want hey, what can I get you?" And then after a 15-hour day of shooting, I'd come home. All I want to do is hit the bed. And as my fingers touched the doorknob, my mother would open her door and go, "Hi, Mark, would you like to come in for a salad or a black and white cookie from Pick a Bagel?" And, of course, I would spend a half an hour sitting there talking to her about the day's events. And then for 2 years, my brother, his wife, and their baby lived in 9L on the other side. So I was living a Feuerstein family sandwich. And since the situation was like living in a sitcom, we decided we would make one loosely based on it.
That's hilarious.
Well, you did a great job. And since you helped create it and your executive producer, was it your idea to have Linda Lavin and Elliot Gould? Because I love them.
We got our first choices, our pie-in-the-sky dream of a cast. I can't even tell you. Every day I pinch myself and kiss the ground that I get to work with Linda Lavin playing my mother. She's a genius, a genius, a genius. Elliot Gould is so brilliant as my father. And David Walton, who you know from About a Boy and Bad Moms and many other things, Masters of Sex, he is so talented. I knew how handsome he was, but I had no idea how brilliantly funny he was when we cast him. So it's like this murderer's row of talent, this unbelievable cast. And if we're lucky enough to keep going, I can assure you this show just gets better and better and better.
Well, Mark, it's a phenomenal cast of actors. I'm wondering, are we going to expect any guest appearances from your real life family?
What a great question. And the answer is in capital letters with an exclamation point, yes. My parents have already shot. The funny thing is we were doing press in New York, and I directed them. We used CBS cameras and filmed them. They are on the phone when my parents are trying to show me off to Fred and Marcia Bernstein. It's my parents who are Fred and Marcia on the phone as I'm FaceTiming them to do an audition for some movie that I'm up for so my parents can show me off.
Amazing. We can't wait to see them.
My parents are showing me off to my parents.
Is your mom really as bad as the character that Linda Lavin plays, though? Because she's pretty intrusive.
Not even close. That's the thing about fiction. When you take real life and you try to base a show on it, it's never going to be a documentary. And so in reality, my mother is much more shy and receding and demure than Linda Lavin's character, who is a killer, and no one can ever put anything past Linda Lavin. And Elliot Gould is actually a little more demure than my real father, who is a much more powerful, domineering type. So really, they've switched roles. Linda Lavin is kind of playing my father, and Elliot Gould is kind of playing my mother in reality. But that's the funny thing about taking your life and putting it up on screen.
Well, they're both perfect at it. You know, I think a good comedy, when it's really funny and sincere, it's kind of fast-paced, and you don't realize, and it goes by quickly, and that's how I felt. I mean, I really think it's a good show, and I hope that people tune in to watch it. New episodes Monday nights. There's a new one tonight on CBS, 9JKL. Mark, thank you so much for calling, and best of luck with the show.
Thank you so much for having me. I hope everyone listening tunes in and turns it on tonight. It's a great episode where my father, my brother, and I go out for steaks and try to hide the secret from my mother. And it's a really fun show, and I hope everyone watches. Thank you so much.
Have a great day, Mark. Bye.
Beat to the dance, to the beat. Dance to the beat. Dance to the beat. Dance to the beat. I like to move it. Mix 93.3.